please welcome to our morning show a special voice in our community who is, I got to tell you, I think one of the biggest Prince fans I've ever met in my life. And she says, if Prince changed your life, your story belongs in this museum. Please welcome to our morning show, Emma Belarge, who is the curator and owner of the Prince People's, the People's Museum for Prince. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Freddie. How are you?
Unbelievable. So tell me, first of all, how you became, what prompted the People's Museum for Prince?
Thank you. Well, first of all, thank you for welcoming me here. I'm so excited to be here to share some message about the museum. What inspired me was actually after Prince's passing, my heart was broken and I noticed that people were grieving all around the world and talking about how deeply he mattered to them. I visited Minneapolis and I found, for the first time after he passed, and I found all these people sharing stories. And I thought, these stories are really profound. You know, they talk to how important artists are in our lives, but more specifically, you know, what Prince did and how he changed people's life. And I knew that people would move on and, you know, as happens, people were sad at the moment, then they'd move on with their life. And I thought, actually, this is really important. I want to collect these stories. I want to begin to share these stories so people understand why Prince mattered so much.
So are you a journalist?
I'm a curator, actually.
You're a curator. Uh-huh. So you moved from New York to Minnesota.
Yes.
So was that, how long did it take you to make that decision to move across the country?
Well, you know, Prince moves in mysterious ways, and I felt it in a way somehow he summoned me here. So when I came, the first time I came was a few months after he passed, actually. Mm-hmm. It took me probably a few months to work out what was really happening. You know, I thought maybe I was making a pilgrimage, a one-off visit. And then I came back and I came back every few months. And then finally I realized it was time to quit my job and be very serious about what I was going to do for Prince, which was to come here and to make a people's museum for him.
So how long has the museum, so this is the 10th year of his death.
Yes.
So how long has the museum been put together and when will it open?
Well, the first time we actually did, the first edition, as I like to call it, we did in 2018, so it took a couple of years to mount the first one.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I need to say is it's a nomadic museum. We don't have a physical space, so we are waiting for people to welcome us to their space. So in 2026, we're actually going to be right here in North Minneapolis at the Roberts Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
Owned now by Peyton Scott Russell, who has welcomed us to his gallery. So that will be our 10th edition, I suppose, or 10th anniversary edition to commemorate Prince's passing.
It's interesting that you said, Emma, that it's a nomadic museum. So it's actually a traveling museum?
Yes, and I've always shared that my vision is I hope that we'll be able to travel to all the other Prince cities, or at least some of the other Prince cities in the world, because, as you know, Prince is deeply beloved in so many places.
When people come to the traveling museum, the People's Museum for Prince, what will they witness? What will they experience?
Well, they'll see all kinds of art that people have contributed from all around the world. We have a really strong local contribution and engagement, but also I've received all kinds of artwork, like paintings, we've got films, we've got stained glass, we've got quilts, all kinds of art. And then the thing that's quite extraordinary about the museum is the stories. So with those pieces of art, there's also next to them just a short story of someone sharing their experience of Prince in whatever way they want, you know, about what Prince did for them or how he mattered. And if people aren't artists, then you'll also see simply some stories that are just there standalone when people just want to share their memory.
Mm-hmm.
That's some of what people will experience.
I know a lot of people went out to Paisley Park and continue to do that. Do you have any of the organic art from Paisley that people have put out there at the compound?
We do not, because that's something that seems to be very much about the place, you know, so we want to make sure that that's honored there.
Mm-hmm.
I have to say that I was very moved, of course, you know, as everyone was, you know, when I went to Paisley Park fence and saw the memorials that people left and continue to leave even today.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, this was my invitation to people to say, well, if you'd like to actually contribute your offering to the museum, then we can show it also in the museum. But I haven't tried to collect anything or to move anything from Paisley Park. That's a sacred site.
Understood. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that you had the first showing in 2018. Tell mm-hmm. me about the experience that time.
Oh, it was so wonderful. It was in the Northeast Arts District in a mm-hmm. building, the Solar Arts Building. We were invited to present there, and it happened to be Art A World, you know, the huge open studio art event.
Mm-hmm.
We had 3,000 people come through in one weekend. There were
wow.
people lining up to get in. One thing I would say is all kinds of people came, not only necessarily, you know, diehard Prince fans, but people from everywhere just saying, oh, wow, I didn't know that there was a museum. And one of the most popular exhibits, which we will do a new edition of in June, it was the Houses of Prince exhibition. So we made a beautiful photo collection that takes you through Prince's life in Minnesotan houses. So starting here in North Minneapolis and how he moves out towards Paisley Park.
Wow.
So it's a lovely, you know, it's a very romantic journey just looking at the images. And I collaborated with a historian, Kristen Schlomner, who actually did all of the historical research into his houses. So that it's this lovely journey through. And that was a really popular exhibit. And we're hoping to do another one, this time more focused on North Minneapolis in this edition.
So with the Roberts Gallery on Plymouth Avenue, tell us about how, when it will open and admission and all the rest of that.
Yes, well, we're opening on Prince's birthday, June 7. So we'll be open all afternoon and we'll, you know, be having a wonderful sense of celebration for us, you know, as much as we will all be thinking deeply of Prince next week, you know, at the 10th anniversary of his passing.
Sure.
By June, we'll be hoping to have the spirit of celebration too, you know, so allowing still for the feeling of grief, but really coming together as a community to celebrate.
So Roberts Gallery is pretty iconic in itself in its placement. Tell us about that.
Yes, well, I know that it's been a really popular and important part of the community for over 30 years, you know, owned by George Roberts. And I know now, as you may know, they're about to relaunch under Peyton Scott Russell's new gallery name, which is Roberts Gallery. They're launching that May 8th
mm-hmm.
with a big party. Maybe you can talk to Peyton about that more.
All right.
And then we will be... So we're just really privileged to be invited by Peyton to come and present there, because Peyton has his own Prince story. And you may or may not know, he is responsible for painting Prince's star gold at First Avenue, you know, with all of the silver stars.
Yes.
He won an overnight intervention. He not just painted it gold, but he actually laid gold leaf into Prince's star.
Exactly.
And he used to work with Prince in the 90s.
So he is the one who mysteriously made the star appear on First Avenue.
He is. And you know, I think First Avenue didn't know anything about it. They said, well, we don't know, but we like it. So that's why it's still gold.
So there is a special call for KMLJ listeners at this particular showing.
Yes, there is. I am calling to everyone who's got a Prince story to please share it with us. You know, if you're not sure if your work, you know, if your artwork belongs in a museum, you're not sure if your art museum, if your story belongs in a museum, I want to say this is the People's Museum. It is made up of people's memories. It's made up of their personal stories. And we really want to honour Prince by saying he mattered in so many ways to so many people. So I hope anyone listening now will share that, will share their own story with us.
How can the stories be shared?
Well, we have a website called the People's Museum for Prince.org. You can also just Google it or come up, and you can submit the form online. We also have, and there's an email address there, so you can, you know, if you're not sure, you can send us an email and we'll help you submit your story.
This is really easy. It's peoplesmuseumforprince.org, and if this is audio, pictures, artwork, anything?
Yes. And sometimes people get overwhelmed. They say, but I don't know how to share. What should I share? And I say, well, what is it that, how do you like to tell your stories? You know, if you write something down, if you want to just record a voice message, if you want to make a video, if you make some art that maybe you haven't shared before, but it's something for Prince, or something that helped you grieve his loss, or something that celebrates what he did for you, we want to see it.
Wow. And just to let everybody know more about who you are the author or the director behind Dearly Beloved.
Yes. Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, you know, that was me really trying to show people what I mean by the People's Museum. This is a deeply personal story about my own journey to Minnesota after Prince passed and how Prince transformed my life. So it's a short documentary. It just screened at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Film Festival last weekend, which was, you know, very special to be there with community watching this. It's a short film that it takes a visual pilgrimage through Prince's properties, through his life, set to my voiceover telling my own personal story.
Wow. Everybody, we were just enlightened to have Emma Belarge with us, the curator of the People's Museum for Prince. And again, the date that we can go to Robert's Gallery is again when?
7th of June, Prince's birthday.
Okay. Is there an admission charge?
It's free, and we'll be open all June, so I really encourage everyone to come down, even if you can't make it on June 7.
All right, and that email address, I'm sorry, the website again, is peoplesmuseumforprince.org, and 4 is spelled out, not 4 like Prince normally would have done it, but peoplesmuseumforprince.org. Emma Belarge, I can't thank you enough for being with us this morning and gracing us with your presence and talking about all things Prince this morning on KMOJ.
Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure.